Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. As well as looking at the potential benefits of treatments for particular illnesses, Cochrane reviews also examine ways to reduce the problems that might be caused by those treatments. One such new review in February 2015 brings together the evidence on whether chewing gum helps the digestive system recover following surgery. And lead author Venetia Short from the NIHR Biomedical Research Unit in Nutrition, Diet and Lifestyle in Bristol in the UK tells us more.
When you have an operation on the abdomen, the digestive system often becomes paralysed for a while. This is called ileus, and it happens for a variety of reasons. The exact incidence isn't clear, but it's estimated that up to a third of people having colorectal surgery experience the problem. It usually resolves within a few days, but can be extremely painful and uncomfortable for the patient. Currently, there's no single effective method to prevent ileus from happening or to treat it, but it's been suggested that chewing gum could help by tricking the body into thinking it's eating and so getting the digestive system working again. We decided to review the evidence base for this because gum could be an incredibly simple and cheap intervention which, if it worked, might help a large number of people undergoing surgery. We decided that I would lead on this review as part of my PhD, but at the time we hadn't really anticipated the sheer scale of this research area. The largest review of the topic before ours included 17 studies, so we were completely shocked to end up with 81 randomised trials. We were really surprised that such a huge body of evidence on a topic that appears to be so popular has never been comprehensively reviewed before. We looked at a number of different recovery outcomes. Our primary outcomes were markers of return of gastrointestinal function, but we also considered length of hospital stay, complications, tolerability of gum, and cost. Overall, we found some evidence that chewing gum may help accelerate post-operative recovery of gastrointestinal function. Unfortunately, though, many of the studies were very small and of poor quality, so it's difficult to draw solid conclusions one way or the other from this evidence base. The other main challenge is that healthcare has advanced since the idea of chewing gum came about. In the UK and many other parts of the world, there's now a programme of care called Enhanced Recovery After Surgery, or ERAS. This targets a number of different aspects of care around the time of surgery, with the aim of accelerating recovery to reduce complications and length of hospital stay. Many of the components of this programme already target ileus, limiting the extent of the effect possible with chewing gum. Most of the studies we found didn't have an ERAS programme in place. Only 4 studies did. And when we looked at just these in a sensitivity analysis, the benefit of chewing gum was generally much smaller. So with the increasing adoption of ERAS, there may not be much benefit in adding chewing gum. Despite this, though, chewing gum might still be useful in centres that don't have an ERAS programme or for patients who can't tolerate aspects of the programme. Additionally, the fact that this intervention is so cheap, easy to administer, and can be done completely by the patient with little chance of causing adverse events means it may still be useful alongside ERAS, even if the clinical benefit isn't large. For example, if chewing gum helped patients feel more comfortable, then it would still be worth doing. Therefore, we'd say that the primary question for new research is now, does chewing gum alongside ERAS accelerate post-operative recovery of gastrointestinal function? To answer this, we need larger, better quality randomised trials exploring the use of chewing gum in an ERAS setting.
Full details of Venetia's review, including information on all 81 trials that they included, is available in the Cochrane Library. You can find it at cochranelibrary.com with a simple search for gum in the title.